Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Here's another story from the land of awkward. Yo, the kiss cam. You know when you go to like, do they do kiss cam at baseball games? I think it's only basketball, right?
Well, I see it at Leafs game a long time ago. Maybe not anymore.
Yeah, hockey games. Yeah, the kiss cam. Basketball games do the kiss cam. I don't think the baseball games do it. But there's a conversation going on around about the kiss cams and like sexism and like consent. You know, it's like the Me Too movement and. It's just a different time right now. This kiss cam might be a little problematic according to the conversation that people are having. Let me just paint the picture for you, okay?
I'm rolling my eyes back. No, don't.
Just be an open mind. I know everyone's cynical about PC and stuff, but just listen for a second.
Okay.
Put yourself in this position.
All right.
You're at a ball game. You're sitting in the stands. You're eating your hot dog, and you're sitting next to your, Marilyn, your guy cousin.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you look up on the Jumbotron, and it's the kiss cam. Yay. And you're looking around. And you're like, wow, wonder where couples are going to get, you know, caught on this kiss cam. And all of a sudden, the kiss cam focuses on you and your male cousin. And now the pressure starts. Everyone's looking around. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. How do you tell a stadium of 40,000 people that, guys, this is my cousin. I'm not kissing him.
You flip them the bird.
Is that what you're going to do?
Or you go, no.
I would pay.
Like that, right? Right?
Okay, let me do another one then. Let me do another one. You are on a first date with a person that you have known literally for maybe 3 hours because you met him on Tinder. No, Plenty of Fish. No, those are too skeezy. Match.com. Match, right? No, you guys are kissing in the parking lot if you're on Tinder. Sorry.
Yeah. Match.com. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
My point exactly.
Okay.
And then the kiss cam pans over to you guys.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy leans over to kiss you because of the pressure of the kiss cam. And you're like, bro, I don't want to kiss from you yet. I barely know you.
I've seen people reject people on the kiss cam.
And it's weird.
It is kind of weird. But, you know, you're like the guy that's a camera guy thinks he's got, you know, locked and loaded. It's usually a camera guy, got to tell you.
Yeah.
And you can always refuse it. So, you know, here's the one that really gets me are the people. And there have been stories after doing a lot of shows. People getting caught on the kiss cam. They're going to a game together to have some anonymity.
Yep.
And they're not supposed to be together.
Yes.
That's when you're busted.
The kiss cam puts them on display, and then people are Instagramming the shot of the kiss cam, and then all of a sudden you're a viral superstar in the middle of your cheating.
There are probably, according to one of the articles I was looking at, three basic camps. Those who go to games and get excited about the prospect of being on the kiss cam.
Okay.
Or watching it on Jumbotron.
Right.
Those who go to games actively seeking to avoid being on the kiss cam.
Yep.
And who are uneasy just watching the stunt unfold unfold even without them. They don't even want to be. And they say the majority of people are ambivalent about it. So I think the people that are complaining about it, they either get like annoyed or they're vaguely amused. I have to tell you, when I see it, I look up and I go, okay, who are they going to lock into?
Right.
And you know, I know. That was it. It was at a Maple Leafs game.
Uh-huh.
They locked into a couple that were like in their 80s, and it was so cute.
I'm sure it was
It was endearing.
Cute. Right. I'm sure it was very cute. And they kissed, and it was like, aww.
Yeah. There's some thoughtfulness there at the arena, our arena, because I think what they do is they watch people, and they go, are they together? And I think that, but I think sometimes in bigger venues, maybe not.
Okay. Well, sometimes it's jokes on you type of deal. And I'm going to stand up for the guy right now.
Yeah.
Who just got the guts to ask this girl on a date, and he's not really the most, you know, he's not the tiger or whatever you were. And then finally, he's on the kiss cam with this girl and he's so nervous. And then she kind of shades him like, no, let's not kiss.
Yeah.
And it's just embarrassing. So I don't know. Text us to 104.536. Is the kiss cam really, really just too awkward for 2019? Or are we making
How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about it?
2019. I feel okay with it.
It's not in that situation, but I would say that I feel bad for the people who get put on the kiss cam that get put out there and have to, you know, live that down. But I mean, it's not the biggest deal, but I'm not in that situation. So I say if it makes people feel uncomfortable, probably just get away with it, you know, do away with it.
I don't.
Okay.
Keep it on.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Did you guys hear about that earthquake yesterday? Crazy. Southern California.
Yeah, what was that?
It was the strongest earthquake in 20 years.
Uh-huh.
6.4 magnitude Richter scale earthquake that hit about 10:30 in the Mojave Desert. It was like 150 miles northeast of L.A. It was felt as far as Vegas.
You know, I saw that trending yesterday because I saw all these pictures of swimming pools and waves.
And waves, yeah.
And these are small swimming pools. I went, what happened there? And, boy, you know, I've never been in an earthquake. I know you've experienced it. Pretty scary, you know. You're just doing your business. You're driving down a highway. You're in your house, and all of a sudden things start shaking.
It is one of the wonders of planet Earth, but it's a very weird thing if you're in one. And maybe Kawhi should consider no earthquakes in Toronto. You
know, yeah, there's no earthquakes in Toronto. Yes, isn't that interesting? Maybe that'll help a little bit. But there were a couple of injuries. Everybody's okay. But the guys that were handling that earthquake and, you know, in that small town said, nope, we got it handled. You know, we know what to do. Boy, living like that, that would be weird. Now,
it's normal everyday life for me.
I guess
in the West.
How about Texas? Don't you lick my ice cream, okay? Because if you do, I'm gonna find you, and I'm gonna fine you. Let me tell you that there's this people do weird things for Instagram and all that kind of stuff. There's a woman who's they didn't know who she was licking a tubs of ice cream before putting it back on in a store freezer. All right, so this got a little gross, right? So finally, they found out who it was, and they say appropriate charges will be filed. And they said this woman could face, Jamar, a second-degree felony charge of tampering with consumer products. That could lead up to 20 years in jail, $10,000 fine. This happened at a Walmart in somewhere in Texas. Wow.
You know, people these days will do anything to go viral. It's like social media likes and going viral impressions are the new currency. I understand it because, you know, if you're trying to get on and try to get famous, this is the ultimate way to do it. But to do this, it's just not worth it.
She got 11 million views.
It's crazy. I mean, yeah, 11 million. She could have all her 11 million viewers behind bars.
Right. How about, remember when Ariana Grande was licking
the donuts? Yeah.
It's stupid.
Obviously, not everyone learned the lesson.
So guess what? This morning when I'm watching the news, there's a guy in front of the ice cream case where she did said problem, perpetrating, whatever. She was a perpetrator. He has a water gun.
Huh.
And he's standing near the ice cream display for anybody else who gets any ideas.
Yeah.
A water gun.
Right.
I mean, do what you have to do.
Hey, listen, guys, don't do stupid things to go viral. Don't mess up your life.
That's right. All right.
And that's that.
Then that is that.
That is that.
We
all right.
Call that trending light. Caitlin will be back on Monday.
Caitlin will be back with her awesome explanations of everything.
Of everything, yeah.
Hey, what you got planned later today, Marilyn?
I've got a great afternoon. I'm going to do laundry. I got back from my trip. I haven't had time to do it. I just want to get organized. And I want to do it before the weekend really starts.
Marilyn Dennis.
I don't want to be doing it over the weekend.
The average Torontonian.
Yeah.
Just doing laundry after work today.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. I might do some too. Question for you.
Yeah.
When you do your laundry, this is for you two listening. When you do your laundry, hot water or cold water?
Cold.
Everything.
Pretty much everything.
Really?
Maybe cold, warm on some things, but mostly cold. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. Well, according to what the experts are saying now, there's a new movement where people are saying you should just do cold water for everything.
Oh.
And the reason being is they're saying that the detergents have gotten to a point now where you have these high efficiency detergents.
Yeah.
And you also have the quality of the detergents now are so good that you don't really ever need to use hot water because, you know, in your head. And I think I remember from chemistry class, like hot water kind of breaks things up, dilutes a little better.
Yes.
It, you know, helps you get a little more dilution in your solution.
Sure.
Excuse the rhyme. But they're saying now cold water is the way to go because cold water is easier on the fabrics and you save energy.
And your wallet, right? So that bill that comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, you know, another thing is when you do laundry, like after a certain time in Toronto, the electricity kind of the cost goes down like after 11 o'clock at night. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
But also, I've saved a lot of money just by air drying my clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
They come out when they air dry them, they come out all right?
They come out all right. And I think to myself, well, I've just saved money, less ironing to do. We're going back to the old days.
We're going back to the old days.
Yeah.
Something in my head just keeps telling me when I wash my white towels and like white sheets, I still want to use hot water with the bleach. I just want to get a lot of bang for the, you know, like the, I want to come with the 1-2 punch.
Okay.
Hot water, bleach.
Yeah.
Get all the stuff nice and clean. But they're saying you don't need to use hot water anymore.
Not with all the great detergents right now.
Yeah.
When are you doing laundry today?
When am I doing laundry?
Because there must be laundry every day at your house.
Every other day at my house.
Kofi.
When am I doing it?
And you know, you think that Diana Ross changes a lot. Kofi changes at least 7 times a day.
This kid is a drooly mess right now. He can't keep a bib clean for his life. No way. Right. So laundry is at a premium right now in my home. So yeah.
You start your life with a bib and you end it with your bib. That's what you do. You
Jeez, start with that was diapers, profound.
You start with diapers and end with diapers. That's the circle of life.
Wow.
I know.
That's actually true. Okay. So my little kitty's like a little Benjamin Button.
Tyra, what do you got? You got something from over the pond there?
Yes, we do. Yeah. So Buckingham Palace says the official word is that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will not reveal the names of their godparents, of their son Archie, who's getting christened this weekend. Not happening. Now, obviously, people are a little bit upset because they're saying, well, look, you guys are spending all this money, public money. Mm-hmm. Some of these things are private. Some of them aren't private. Where do we draw the line? Not sure how you feel about it.
Wait, why would anyone want to weigh in? Like, if they don't want to give who the godparents are, it's like, whatever, right? Like, who cares? That's their business.
Well, then I think that what happens is that those godparents get hounded by the press all the time.
And this is, and I should say that this is as per the godparents' wishes.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't want to be involved in all the limelight and all the craziness. I just don't understand why anyone in the public would not be cool with that. Like, hey, if they want to keep it private, that's a business.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a particular interest in knowing. Mm. I don't know. But I know that people are a little bit upset because they just spent $2.4 million on renovation.
On the Frogmore estate.
And there's a lot going on. And there's a lot going on over there with the public services, with transportation, with the changing of leadership. When I was there a few weeks back, I know that that was a real place of contention. So,
sure.
Meantime,
the tennis game will go on.
You know, finally, you see Megan step out yesterday to support her friend Serena, and I thought that was cool. She was there with two of her oldest and dearest friends from Northwestern University. People are saying, oh, maybe they're the ones. I'm like,
maybe not, but
probably not.
Okay,
you've got that Raptor shirt on, the tank on, and I want to talk to you about, you know, while we're vetting to get Kawhi here, Snoop Dogg is doing the same thing.
Yes. So, look, some people still think the Clippers are in it, but I'm going to count them out for a second. So we've got the Los Angeles Lakers and the Toronto Raptors still... still hoping for the best. We both equally want Kawhi. I don't think it's equally. I think Canada wants Kawhi even more.
Yeah.
But Snoop Dogg takes Instagram with a song.
Let's hear it. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Go.
I mean, not really, but.
Kawhi, tell me that you'll be a Laker. Kawhi. Kawhi.
I mean, nothing.
Come back to L.A. They said Kawhi. Kawhi. Tell me that you'll be a Laker, Kawhi, Kawhi.
Uh-huh.
Come back to L.A.
And the reason why...
Don't
do Drake that way. Come on.
So Snoop Dogg spin on human nature.
That is the reason why he will be a Raptor.
Because Snoop can't sing?
Well,
because that song was terrible.
Terrible. But we think But you know, Tyrone, Jamar and I also think he will become a Raptor because the earthquake that happened yesterday.
Right.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
And the Trump weird speech.
And the Trump weirdness, yeah.
Yeah.
That speech would have scared me away.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But I mean, look, guys, I put on my Raptors jersey this morning in confidence.
Okay.
And I think it's going to happen today. It feels good.
Is that informed confidence? Is that just how you feeling?
This is just me being a Toronto kid through and through, and my heart says Kawhi.
Okay. Thank you. Tyrone.
Bye. Tell me you'll be a Raptor.
The T-Rex himself has spoken.
E-Talk is on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV. Thanks, Tyrone.
It's July, and around this time of year, especially if you're in one of those jobs that, you know, unlike teachers, that everyone takes vacation at the same time, many people take vacation during this part of the year. My question to you is, do you miss your coworkers when they go on vacation? Are you like, yes? Just letting you know, I'll be gone for a week.
You'll miss
me or what?
No, I was reading through the lineup today and looking at the 8 o'clock hour. Got J-Lo tickets are coming up. That's fantastic.
Right.
Around. Is Marilyn going to miss Jamar this week? What?
Are you going to miss me?
Yes, because there's a rhythm that you have. We're doing great. Life is good.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that little piece is missing. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
But it's better when you're here.
Thank you.
No,
I appreciate that.
I mean, you know, it's just that kind of that, you know, you're on track, but it's just the piece is missing.
The bounce isn't there.
However.
Okay.
Well, there are people that I know, and I wonder when I go on vacation upstairs on the TV side.
Yeah.
If they're not a little happy that I'm away. Why? Not because they don't miss Marilyn Dennis, which they probably don't, but the fact that they don't have to do a show.
Well, you know what?
You know, there's that part.
Remember what happened with Wendy Williams? When she was away, and this wasn't vacation, when she was away on leave, I think it was because of her issues with her husband.
Yes.
Word was getting out all over the place that her production staff was like, yes, she's out of here. It was like, ding dong, the witch is dead. Because apparently she ran that hallway like an iron with an iron fist.
And so did he.
And so did he, the husband.
Yes.
So that's the question. When your coworkers go on vacation, do you enjoy the fact that they're gone? Or do you miss them? Like, the workplace isn't really the same. I'll tell you right now, without Caitlin here this week, it's a little different.
It's different. It's
Caitlin.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not what our group is all
about. It's not the fam.
Right. That's right. It's not the fam.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.